Welcome to the May 9th, 2024 Alameda Recreation and Park Commission meeting. Could we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Burney.
Present.
Commissioner Ray Dees.
Present, thank you.
Commissioner Robbins.
Present.
Vice Chair Schwartz.
Present.
Chair Alexander.
Present, we're all here. First item on our agenda is public comment on non-agenda items. Anyone may speak for 3 minutes regarding a matter not on the agenda. Commissioners will not respond to comments. The city welcomes speakers providing public comment, but please be advised there is a limited public forum. As such, speakers must stay on topic if speaking to a particular agenda item, and if speaking during the non-agenda public comment, they must address matters within the subject matter jurisdiction of the city. If speakers fail to follow these rules, they will be warned, and if they continue to disregard the rules, their opportunity to speak will be ended. Do we have any speakers tonight on non-agenda items in the audience or on Facebook?
No speakers.
All right, that item is closed. Next item on the agenda is staff communications. Director Long.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. We have a series of updates that we'd like to share. As you know, this part takes a little bit of time, so please bear with me. First and foremost, I want to let everyone know that the Alameda Aquatic Center Community Workshop Series is starting next week on May 13th at 5 p.m. at the west side of Gene Sweeney Open Space Park. The first community workshop will take place Saturday, May 18th at 9:30 in the morning at the Officers Club on Alameda Point. The second community workshop will take place on June 8th at the same location at 9:30 a.m. at the Officers Club on Alameda Point. We encourage all members of the community to come out and let us know what they think about the Aquatic Center and the needs, so we're looking forward to the process. The 10th annual Play for the Parks Golf Fun and Dinner is taking place on May 20th at 12:30 at Carrico Park South Golf Course, followed by a 6 p.m. dinner and auction at the Harrison Recreation Center in Lincoln Park. The Radium Runway is performing a series of events at the Alameda Point next to Sea Plain Lagoon Saturdays, June 15th, July 20th, August 17th, and September 21st at 2 p.m. You can check them out at www.radiumpresents/radiumrunway. The West End Arts District is going to present the third annual Fiesta Alameda Sunday, July 21st at 12 p.m. through 6 p.m. at 2151 Ferry Point. This is free and open to the public. It'll be a celebration of Latin music, dance, crafts, food, and more. The 37th annual Alameda Art and Wine Fair will take place Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Park Street between Central Ave and Clement Ave. Earlier this year, in spring, April 20th, we held the spring shindig at the Alameda Point Gym. There was over 1,000 people in attendance where they were able to check out different activities for Earth Day. Also, they had an electric car fair so that you could do test drives. The ARPD Summer Activity Guide is out and registration is open, and please check out our activities and register. There's still openings in some of the programs, so please feel free to reach out for those. Our aquatics program is open for swim lessons for the summer. Alameda Walks is starting on May 18th at 9 a.m. It'll take place here at City Hall, and it'll be the first one that'll be kicking off for the season. The Starlight Movies, the first one was held on May 3rd at the Multipurpose Field. The next movie is scheduled for Friday, June 21st, and that'll be at the Multipurpose Field. It starts at 6:30 with kids' games and crafts. The movie starts between 8:15 and 8:45. Rhythmics in the Parks is starting up. They take place on the third Saturday of each month, May through October. The first one is taking place on May 18th at Woodstock Park. Then we have The 56th Sandcastle and Sand Sculpture Contest taking place Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Robert Crown Memorial State Beach. It's free. Bring your shovels and buckets and your creative ideas. The 47th Annual City of Alameda 4th of July Parade taking place on 4th of July at 10 a.m. Please come out and enjoy. Our annual dive-in movie at Ensenal Swim Center will take place Friday, July 19th. The movie that's going to be taking place is Disney's Lilo and Stitch. Doors open at 6:30 and the movie starts at 8:30. There is a $15 registration fee. Feel free to go to ARPD's website and sign up. For youth programs, Tiny Tots, Tenderfoot, and are taking place throughout the summer starting on July 1st. These are going to help at Lower Washington. Campers must be between 4 and 5 years old. Registration is open and there's still slots available. And then our fall Tiny Tots classes, registration begins on July 11th. We have youth trips this summer. The registration is open for those. The summer field trips. Field trips begin on June 26th. They include Aqua Adventures Park, the Adventure Playground, Oakland A's versus Houston Astros baseball game, swimming at Coal Canyon, and swimming at Don Castro Lagoon. Space is still available. Please register online. Let's see. Our school year, the 24-25 school year recreation after school program begins on June 26th at 10 a.m. So slots fill up very quickly for these, so I encourage everyone to register early. Our teen programs that are happening, there is a teen tour to the Oakland LGBTQ Community Center Wednesday, May 15th. It'll be from 3 to 7 p.m. The Tween Summer Adventure Camp is ongoing, or it's coming up. It will begin on June 17th and end on August 9th at Longfellow Park. And then the Alameda Youth Committee is currently recruiting members for their valuable leadership and encourages young individuals to take initiative and use their creativity to make a difference in Alameda. So they're currently recruiting. Our adult softball co-ed leagues, men's and women's, spring and summer is underway. The aquatics, the Emma Hood Swim Center is closing on May 31st. All operations will then move to the Ensenal Swim Center beginning Saturday, June 1. We're still having Aqua Days. This is where you can get swim evaluations to take place. You have your kids tested to see what level they are. Those days are taking place on Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd, from 9:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Ensenal Swim Center. These are free. And tennis registration is open for not just tennis camp. It's a week-long camp that begins on June 17th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. So please visit our website and register before it fills up. Want to do a little staff highlight. Sam Bowman, he's been our recreation leader. He's worked extremely hard on improving our youth sports program. He's implemented a homeschool physical education opportunity for the community and has expanded offerings for summer and youth sports camp. So big thanks to Sam. We have a new recreation supervisor. His name is Joey Carroll. He's now taken over the youth sports, adult sports, and facility allocations. So we've been excited to have him. He's in his second week. So then our MASTIC Center. So MASTIC has a couple of upcoming events. There's a speaker series with Nishant Joshi, the Alameda Chief of Police. He'll present on a range of topics. That'll be taking place on Wednesday, May 15th at 1 p.m. in the media room. There's a MASTIC day trip to go see the Firebird by the Diablo Ballet at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek, and that'll take place on May 18th. Also, just want a reminder that the multimedia art exhibit is still on display until June 24th. So please stop by the MASTIC lobby and take a peek at that. There's a MASTIC movie matinee that takes place the first and third Wednesday of each month at 12:30 p.m. In the dining room. So please encourage people to come out for that. We have a new member orientation that is held the second Thursday of each month. This last month we offered helped over 25 new members join. Our meals program served over 1,100 meals to seniors with over 200 bags of grocery distributed by the Mercy Brown Bag Organization. And MASIC has also two new classes, Tai Chi Dance offered on Tuesdays at 10:45 in the morning and Retro Dance on Fridays at 10:30 a.m. So with that, I want to give a sort of an update on parks. So we've had a series of construction projects completed recently. The McKinley Playground now is open to the public. Little John Park had the landscaping, the rec center has been opened up since it went offline before the pandemic. There's been new walkways that have been paved at Chichenio Park. So we've been making improvements to try to improve and reduce trip hazards throughout the parks. The short line pathway, our phase two, that is running from the ferry terminal toward Credon Circle is underway right now and should be completed by May 17th. And we're gonna begin resurfacing the Cruzy tennis courts starting on May 13th. The courts will be closed from May 13th until June 21st for that construction. We are then going to, in July, we'll be putting a new thermal coat on the tennis courts at Franklin. So with that and the other maintenance activities that are happening, there's gonna be work done at Washington Park restrooms this summer, bringing them up to code and making improvements for ADA access as well. And so that's what we have going on so far this beginning of summer.
That's all? Are you sure? Thank you, Director Long. Yes, I met Joy Carroll the other day when I was up there. Nice young man. I said, look forward to working with him. Anybody have any questions for Director Long?
For Franklin Park, does that mean that the tennis courts will not be able to be used during the coating?
When the thermal coating is being done, they'll be shut down for a few days. It's a different practice than what is taking place at Cruzy. Cruzy is taking it's getting a 3-inch overlay added to it and it needs time to cure, whereas at Franklin, the top coat will cure in just a few days. So, but they won't be playable during that time, but Cruzy will be open by then.
Anyone else have a question?
Last I heard it was a year. Is that still the plan for Emma Hood, or I guess the Alameda High School Aquatic Center reopening?
Once construction starts, in my conversations with AUSD, they plan on it taking a year. I think all of us understand construction and there's often delays. They currently do not have DSA approval to start construction. They're still waiting for that approval. Their anticipated construction date at Emma Hood is June 10th.
Right.
So fingers crossed they'll get that final approval soon.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
At Cruzy, there are pickleball courts there, right?
There are not pickleball courts at Cruzy.
Okay.
There's only a bank of three tennis courts.
Okay.
Anyone else have a question? No? All right, thank you, Director Long. Next item on our agenda are Commissioner Communications. Commissioner Burney, would you like to go first, please?
I would like to go first.
Speaking of Franklin, I said this at the last meeting, but I would like to just emphasize that the people of Alameda should be appreciative of our parks. I was recently playing tennis at Franklin, I believe, a few weeks ago with a friend from San Francisco, and she was very impressed with how Franklin Park is, how many people use those parks and the tennis courts. And I just to reemphasize that having good parks is not a birthright. It takes a lot of hard work to maintain, takes a combined effort within the community to keep those parks looking as good as they are. So again, I would just like to give another appreciation to the Park and Rec Department for the hard work that they put into maintaining the parks and the citizens of Alameda for using and being appreciative of those parks. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. Commissioner Rades?
Thank you. Well, I should note, first of all, that my family's days right now are starting in a park with our dog, continuing in the afternoon at Wrap, they'll finish this evening on a basketball court, and my weekends seem like I'm on a perpetual loop between here and Riddler Park. So I share Commissioner Burney's gratitude. I want to use my time this afternoon just to share my experience at a couple of events that I've been able to attend since we last got together. The first was Together Bay Area's regional gathering of environmental organizations across the Bay Area, which was just yesterday, in fact. And the second was the Local Hero Awards, which recognizes remarkable local environmental leaders, and which I should also note is produced by my organization, Bay Nature. These two events really helped me connect a lot of dots regarding the work that we're doing together, you know, at the federal level, thinking about the unprecedented federal funding for climate resiliency coming to the Bay Area from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act. At the state level, getting to hear from leaders like Armando Quintero, Wade Crowfoot, to hear about California's progress against our 30 by 30 goals, the opening of Dos Rios Park in the Central Valley, California's first state park in at least the last 15 years. And also really exciting news, funding for different land back programs, returning land to native tribes in the area as well. Then at the local and regional level, meeting with county and municipal leaders of park systems from as far north as Sonoma County, as far south as Santa Cruz County, hearing from them how they're putting some of these funds to work. And then sitting back and thinking a little bit about the work that we're doing together and the local projects and how those local projects fit into that, that broader mosaic. I think the takeaway that I'd share with everyone is just that in this kind of unprecedented moment of climate upheaval that's calling for us all to redefine our relationship with the natural world, doing that work requires that we remain in relationship with each other. Really at all levels of that stack, federal, state, local, regional, to do that hard work of caring for people and places. So just want to share my gratitude for all of you, for your work and the contributions that each of you are making. I'm excited to continue our work together, and that starts tonight. Oh,
thank you very much. You've been busy. Do you find a parking place when you go to Riddler Park? I drive by there every Saturday and I think, oh my.
I have my ways.
A nice walk. Thank you. Commissioner Robbins.
Thank you. First off, thank you very much to you in particular for your work with the tennis courts. Laney College, who has been a partner of Alameda High School and our park system now for over 10 years, gave $10,000 to Alameda High School to help resurface the tennis courts there, find them because of the pool not being able to finish out their our recent grouping of play, and you stepped up to the plate and were able to help get them courts. So they were impressed with how easy it was. So kudos to you. The Alameda Pickleball Group, I want to state that they have been resoundingly impressed with you and the leadership that you've done, how open and amenable to talking with them. And they, in general, the entire group just wanted to give you a shout out for the work that you're doing with them. So thank you very much. I was at an event at the O Club last week, and it was great to see the interior looking as good as it does, as well as the landscaping on the outside. It's very impressive looking. I thought that was great. Played tennis at Washington Park and always enjoy how clean the park is itself. Your summer internship programs for students, I've already had two students that have been applying to them. It's a great way for students that can't get a work permit yet to be able to work through our park and rec system, and it's a fantastic thing for opportunity for students to get their feet wet. So kudos to you for that. I would encourage everybody to go to the Sandcastle contest. It's on June 1st, as was stated. It is a hoot. We have neighbors up and down the street that build different sandcastles every year, and they bring out the food, the wine, and just make an entire day of it. It's really a good time, so I would encourage the general public to attend that. The multimedia art display center, or center display at the Mastic Senior Center. I happen to go to the Mastic Senior Center just to say hello, and it is really a unique display of artwork. So I would encourage people, even to bring your children to it. A great way to introduce them and you to the Mastic Senior Center, and then to the artwork that is there. And the Chochenyo Parkways, we've got our bikes out and we've been riding around, and the Chochenyo paths already, the improvement is just fantastic. Can't wait for the rest of it on Bay Farm to be completed. That'll be fantastic. And that's it.
Great, thank you very much. Vice Chair Schwartz.
Thank you. Happy to be back this month after being out of town last month for spring break. We did stop by the Mastic Arts and Crafts Boutique, I think, which was the end of April. Didn't get any arts and crafts, but my son did get a scone because he was getting hangry and he ate the entire thing. So someone baked some fresh scones. They were very good. I think my wife got one bite and I didn't get any. That's how much she enjoyed it. Not sure if this was mentioned last month, but I saw there's some new concrete pads for the benches at Cruzy. There's been benches, if anyone who's familiar, that just kind of generally have been floating around the grass area for a while, so nice to see them have a official home in the park. I drive by McKinley Park actually almost every day to drop my son or pick him up, but the building blocks you from the playground, but I did happen to just be driving down Buena Vista a couple weeks ago, so saw the new playground there. Looks great. Saw some kids playing on it already. Obviously very excited to kick off the design process for the City Aquatic Center this coming Monday. Won't be able to make the first community meeting. I'll actually be at Pacific Masters Spring Championships at City of Sacramento's brand new aquatic facility in Northern Sacramento. So excited to get some inspiration there. But I'll definitely be able to make the June 8th community meeting. I also saw the poster on the last rainy Saturday at the main library. So appreciate ARPD's staff's extra publicity there to get the word out. Speaking of swimming, got excited to get my son into swim lessons through ARPD this summer. Did have one little hiccup with Aquatot. Online doesn't let you register till they're three. Brochure says 2.5. Still trying to get him registered a little bit early there, but would like to hopefully see a little bit more consistency so other parents aren't hitting roadblocks like I am. And then to reiterate Commissioner Robbins, I also noticed specifically the aquatics interns program. I started lifeguarding at 15 and started teaching some lessons at 17. So really great opportunity for, especially that they're very specialized, I'd say, jobs, and to have, some exposure to that as a younger child, I think it's a great experience. So props for those programs. That's all for me. Thank you.
Great, thank you. I attended the Arts and Craft Boutique at Mastic Center last week, and I did buy a few little goodies. It was lovely talking to the people to see all the ceramics that they make there and the artwork. It was very impressive. I wore my badge saying that I was on the commission, and they were very thrilled with everything that ARP does. In fact, there was one lady there who wants to apply to be a part-time Tiny Tot teacher. So they were just very impressed with everything that we do. I want to give kudos to Stacy Thomas and her staff, and Christina Bailey and her staff for the spring shindig. I was down there at the Friends of the Park booth with my 80s outfit on and my leg runners and with a Mr. Long, and we had a fun time in our outfits. I'm glad to know there was like 1,000 people there. I was wondering what the crowd size was, because where we were located, it was kind of hard to tell. It was a beautiful day. The items for the kids were fabulous. All the jumpers and the games and the giveaways, it was fabulous. Reminded me like I was back on the park again. I've been up to Cruzy Park to watch some of the girls' softball games. That's a pretty intense event. It's nice to see the girls out there playing. As I say, girls can do anything. I used to tell my second graders that. Lydecker Park and pickleball. I've noticed there's a lot of people playing at night under the lights. That seems to be the most crowds that I see when I go by there. Maybe now that the weather's getting nicer, that will change, but that was nice to see. And I'd also like to reiterate on the golf tournament sponsored by Alameda Friends of the Park on May 20th. If you don't play golf, you can just come to the dinner and help support our parks. It's a wonderful event. It's the 10th anniversary this year. And I think that's all I have to report on this month. So, all right, anybody have anything else? We're good? All right, next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the April 11th, 2024 meeting. And I believe that
to approve,
I believe you were not here, I believe, correct?
Right.
Both of you. So there's just the three of us. So can I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move to approve those minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Great. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Burney?
Approved.
Commissioner Rades?
Approved. Thank you.
Chair Alexander?
I approve. So the minutes are approved. All right. The next item on our agenda, regular agenda items, 6A. We have an update on community engagement plan for future public art site selection. We don't have to approve anything. We're just listening to an update on what they're doing. So, welcome. Hi.
Hello. Good evening, commissioners. My name is Jackie Kali'i'a. I'm the new development manager for the Economic Development Division here at City of Alameda.
Welcome.
It's actually my second tour with the city. I served under economic development about 7 years ago, so excited to be back on the island. I just wanted to do a brief introduction of my colleague over here. He's doing a presentation on the location of future physical art in the city. Part of my role in as a development manager will be supporting our public art initiatives, and we look forward to collaborating with Rec and Park to carry out some great projects. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my colleague, Jack Denham Conroy, who is our Civic Art Fellow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, welcome, Jack. Thank you.
good evening, commissioners. Thank you for having me. Like Jackie said, my name is Jack Denham Conroy. I'm a Civic Spark Fellow working with the City of Alameda on all the public art projects. And my main capstone project for this year is to develop and implement a community engagement strategy for future public art location selection. Is this sweet? So I'm presenting this evening to explain what we've completed so far on the site selection process and then a bit about where we're headed as well. So the general timeline is that there was a preliminary site selection that began during the creation of the Public Art Master Plan that has now been published. And from there, I took that preliminary selection into my community engagement strategy. And so we're kind of in that second box. Completing the community engagement and trying to find out where people in Alameda most want to see future public art, physical art specifically, and then arriving in mid-June at a final site selection of between 2 and 5 sites that I'll take back to the Public Art Commission. So to explain how we got where we are, going back again to the Public Art Master Plan, there were kind of 3 elements that helped to inform the ideas of potential sites that we have now. The first element is this framework for site selection, which is working with multiple city departments. So looking at identifying upcoming municipal developments, such as right-of-ways and roundabouts, as well as considering Rec and Park as a partner and prioritizing parks in site selection. This map is from the Public Art Master Plan and comes directly from that departmental coordination and shows suggested locations from both Rec and Park and Public Works staff members that highlight a ton of locations across Alameda that they deemed suitable for future public art. So this is essentially the large pool of site candidates that I narrowed down as part of my site analysis process. Part of that analysis is this second element from the master plan, which is more precise development criteria, which included things like visibility, accessibility, equitable geographic distribution, community input, among others. And these are what I considered as I developed a list of 12 to present to the community in this engagement. And this is a map of current public art in Alameda with funding sources, artists, and names, which play into the geographic distribution element from that last slide. And the idea being that one important aspect of this process is to create public art in areas of Alameda that don't already have it. So taking all that information and criteria, I created this spreadsheet, which is a lot to look at, so I'll explain it. You can see criteria listed on the top there, and scores were given to each suggested site and then averaged on the right side using two different weighting strategies to land then on the top 12, which are highlighted there, and I put them into the community engagement survey that I'll show in a couple slides. So these are those criteria that I used. Visibility used a combination of the pedestrian plan, annual report on transportation, traffic maps, trail maps, and site observation to give that score. Accessibility, I based the score on curb cut access, paved sidewalks, nearby transit, accessible parking, and access through the site. Equitable geographic distribution, like I mentioned, used the map of current public art to score how close proposed locations were to existing public art. Environmental suitability took climate and exposure to weather into account, and safety was scored based on high traffic volume near sites, pedestrian safety scores from the pedestrian plan, and other natural hazards. So after all of this, I created a survey, and this is the kind of interactive part of that survey. There's kind of an informational bit at the top that explains the process, and then has this, which allows participants to rank the 12 proposed locations from 1 to 12. And I hosted one pop-up event at Radium Runway in April to begin the community engagement aspect of this process, and got 55 responses so far. So that's been going good so far. This is a quick look at the current results from those initial 55. And we also have two more upcoming engagement events before presenting back to the Public Art Commission in June. So the next steps then are to begin reviewing and implementing the data that I receive, putting that back into the spreadsheet to find the best suited and most community supported locations, and then return to the PAC with the results in June, and later this year begin the process for creating a 2024 physical art request for proposal. And that takes us into the future. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope this was a satisfactory update on our process.
Thank you, Jack. I just want to say that I printed off this large packet, and it's a very interesting read. I really enjoyed it. Gave me a lot of insight into what you're doing and what you've done so far, and it was nice to see that many of our parks are slated for the public art, so that was nice to see. I'm going to open this for any clarifying questions we have before I ask any public comment. So anybody have any clarifying questions they'd like to ask?
Thank you for the work. I'm sorry, I just jumped in, didn't I?
Yes, May go ahead.
Is it all right?
You're good.
I'm curious, for this group, what feedback would be most helpful to you in terms of identifying suitable park sites, natural features, and the like?
Like for this current process?
Mm-hmm.
I think right now there's like, we're taking the ones that we have already. So identifying additional locations is always good, but they're not going to be considered, I think, in this round. But I think, yeah, we have, as I move forward in this too, there's going to be future years in trying to set up that, set up this process so that it can be done again and again with new parks and new locations. But if there's other locations that you have in mind, I'm happy to put those down and include them in the next round of this process.
Great, thank you.
Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah,
Mr. Robbins?
I thank you for this. I'm kind of the one who really wanted to get this presented to us. Because one of the things that I noticed of the 12 areas, they're all the, I guess I would say, the usual suspects where most people hang out.
Right.
But we do have other areas that don't get used that much. And the one that I was most particularly interested in was the Main Street Linear Park. Mm-hmm. That park is underutilized. And I thought that by putting potential artwork throughout the park would, number one, be a beautiful statement piece as people are driving along that area, and that whole area is becoming more and more developed, so it will be a place that will be seen more and more by people, and it'll also help to drive people to want to use that park more, because it is very underutilized. And I just thought beautiful sculptures all the way along that would be a beautiful way to accentuate that park. So in your future rounds, I'd love the idea to think about using that as a way to be able to showcase many different artists.
Yeah.
And it'd be just a great way to bring a lot of artists to one project. So.
Fine if I say something on that point.
Yeah.
Introduce myself.
Welcome. Thank you, commissioners. Thank you. My name is Lois Butler. I am the base reuse economic, well, I'm an economic development division manager in the base reuse and economic development department.
Oh, okay. Hi.
And I know that at one point, the commissioners with the Public Art Commission were interested in having a park with sculptures, as you described, lined up, a sculpture park. So we will take that back to them and give them that feedback that one of the commissioners on this commission would recommend that. The other thing I was wanting to ask, and I need to ask the chair for permission to ask a question or just give you.
It's okay with me. Everyone okay. All right with that? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. One of the things that you all asked is what did you want, what kind of feedback you want, and one of the things that I would like to hear from you is whether or not any of the locations are locations that you would not want to see sculptures or physical art at, because we got feedback from staff, but we did not get feedback from you. So if there's a location that you wouldn't want to see sculptures at, or if there's a location where it isn't on there, if we should look at it differently, that would be helpful feedback.
So you're referring to the 12 here that you have listed.
Yes.
Is there one that we don't think is a good choice or something?
Not feasible. And
okay. We did can discuss that.
Did we miss anything? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Butler.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Anybody have any more clarifying questions from Jack? Okay.
The number of public, well, the number of individuals who from the public who voted on the ranking of the parks, was that was 55, right? Mm-hmm. How are you doing outreach? Because
so
that's a pretty low number.
Yeah, that's just from the first event. We had a pop-up table with a prize wheel at Radium Runway during the SF Opera. So I set up before and hung out afterwards, and we got a lot of people came and talked about the process, had them spin the wheel if they took the survey, and we have two other events that we're going to do before presenting back to the commission, as well as sending the survey out in a general update to the city manager's office.
Are there any other? I'm just concerned, the similar theme that's going on, I know that there's requests to get feedback from the commissioners, but feedback from the public is very important. It's very important given I think it's around 70,000 people who live in Alameda, and therefore it should be representative of what the majority, at least try to get as many people as you can. So I would just, at least my comment is to just try to use other ways to try to get that number up.
Sending the survey out in the general update is going to, I think, 30,000. People, and then, yeah, getting out to at least two more, kind of these pop-up events to have the face-to-face interaction.
Mm-hmm. And my other question is how is the public comment weighed as opposed to the other factors when deciding which parks to use?
Yeah, so it has a I don't know the exact number of all the other ones, but the there's two methods of weighting just to see how it affects it. So I run the spreadsheet once where everything's weighted equally and once where they're weighted in terms of how the Public Art Commission and the Public Art Master Plan kind of emphasize those different criteria. Mm-hmm. And in that, in the one that they're weighed differently, community feedback is 25% of the total score.
Okay, and my last question is, this voting, is this just determining which park, let's say in this scenario, Lincoln Park has the most votes. Mm-hmm. So is that Lincoln Park will be the one that will get public art, or is it the top 10, or is it?
So the ranking will give each a score that will go back into the spreadsheet. And so it contributes to the average. It's not the only thing that we're looking at. So it's one of the five criteria. And so this is the last, they're kind of the initial criteria, found these 12, and then these 12 are going back into the criteria and being weighed.
I'm wondering, to add on to his question, is how many projected are you looking at actually mm-hmm. creating?
Oh, okay, so the presenting back to the Public Art Commission will have 2 to 5 that get the final.
2 to 5, cool.
Yeah. And, okay. And that will be then, again, have to be like voted on and confirmed.
Okay, so for this list, then after everything is weighed and calculated together, it'll be between 2 to 5 that are ultimately determined.
Right.
And therefore, what you're looking for us to provide feedback on is which parks on this entire list, on this master plan list, are in essence just shouldn't bother
right.
considering? Okay.
I have a question. When you talked about the general update when this goes out to 30,000 people, are you talking about like a Facebook survey, which I've seen before that cities posted that they've done for other things? Or where is that information coming through? Ms. Butler, could you answer that, please?
Thank you. The city does a newsletter, and if you sign up for that newsletter, you will get this survey. So it goes out to folks that are on our newsletter list. It's about 30,000.
Is that similar to our ARPD email list, or is that something different? Could we combine them somehow so they could send it to our list also?
We can work with Ms. Butler and push it out onto our socials as well. And I'm sure Sarah Henry will be involved, the city's
yeah.
PIO, about putting it on the city's website as well.
Yeah, I believe that it includes all the lists of the city, but I will double check that and ensure that when we send it out, it has your list as well. If it doesn't already, if it's not already part of that other, the larger list.
And so here's a thought I had. We were having some community engagement meetings regarding the Aquatic Center. Is it possible maybe for this art group to come and have a table at our events, or is it just too much at one time?
I think it might be a little too much at one time,
but
we'd be open to it.
We're usually off to the side, and we have a spinning wheel, and if someone wants to participate, then they could spin the wheel and get a prize. We'd be open to it.
Okay. The community workshops that are taking place on the 18th of May and then the June 8th meeting would be fine to have that at.
Okay, we'll look at our schedules to see if we're available, and then we'll talk to you and see if it really makes sense.
Thank you so much. Anybody else have any clarifying questions they'd like to ask?
No, I just want to say great idea, Commissioner.
Thank you. My teacher brain is still working after all these years. Do you have any public comment on this issue, either in the audience or on Facebook?
No public comment.
Okay, so public comment is closed. Okay, now we have a discussion. I don't know if there's anything we need to discuss, but.
I mean, I'm happy to give feedback. I was just looking through the list while we were talking here. I walk through Cruzy, Tawada, Shoreline Park quite frequently. I think, you know, as you said, I know you're kind of balancing, I think you have a good, you know, diverse geographic location. And obviously if like Cruzy and Lincoln were 1 and 2, probably wouldn't put them at both, right? If you only had to picking 2 to 5. So I'm just keep that in mind. Tawada Park stands out to me because I feel like it's one of those, like with Main Street, where there's a lot of people walking through it, but it's usually to get to the bridge to cross into Bay Farm. And so that would, I think, add a nice reason for people to be there. You get a lot of traffic driving over the bridge, put in a spot where they could see that if it was like a sculpture art piece. Even if it was the other side of the bridge, I think you would still kind of see it as you were going over the bridge. That was just kind of what came to my mind, similar to Commissioner Robbins' comment about Main Street Park is just trying to attract more people there, or people see it while they're driving and go, oh, I should go check that out one day, where I feel like Cruising and Lincoln are always busy, which, you know, obviously that would be a good thing for people who are already there. But if we're talking about trying to drive more people to a specific park, I think that'd be my feedback. And then same thing probably with, I was like, what is Portola Triangle? I had to look at the map. But again, get a lot of people at Washington, might be nice to have it kind of another place to kind of draw attention away from Washington Park, where there's already a ton of people, to somewhere new. So that would just be my feedback.
Anyone else? Commissioner Roberts?
Yeah, thanks. I want to echo his thoughts. The one that stuck out to me was Tawada Park. And I know that the general public is going to skew it towards the parks that they all go to. So that's why you've got everything towards them. But they already are really well used. And I know it's going against what the public might want. But I think anything that we can do to draw the attention to all the other hard work that our Park and Rec Department does with these other parks, and if we can get them to shine in any way, I think there should be, to me, more criteria put towards that than putting it in a park that's already being used by the general public. Thank you.
Director Long, I'm going to ask a question about Tawada Park. I believe this occurred before you were here, but at one time there was a discussion among the community to put some money into Tawada Park and to revamp it a little bit when we talked about using it as a dog park, and that was declined. Maybe that's an item for another agenda or a conversation that we have, but I think we should look at that in addition to if they're going to put some public art there that matches with the Tawada Park and the history of the Tawada family. So I just didn't know if there's anything in the works about that.
When we come with the sort of the park prioritization list to you all about projects and things that we should focus on, we can have a discussion around that at that time. So that'll be coming in probably the next 3 months.
Great, thank you very much. Anyone else have any comments about our update?
I just have a comment about the Pave part, and isn't that park scheduled for redevelopment at some point?
Yes, but not right away.
Yeah. What I'm getting to is, you put something there, and then the development happens, then it has to be moved. It just seems, at least to me, it seems complicated. And at least right now, I think right now, it's not a lot of people use it for other.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
But it's on, it is on Alameda location for public art. That's why I was like, yes, I think that's the voted one, but it is on the master list.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, it's on the master list. That's just the one that the public is voted on. So it's something to consider, that future usage for the park itself, and whether something will happen in which the public art has to be moved, or one thing to consider is what people are currently using the park for, and whether the art helps the park or just hinders it in a way in which people who are already using it might not like it. But that's for public comment for. You can get public comment for that.
Okay, any other comments? All right, so we had our discussion, and we don't have to make a motion. So thank all of you very much for coming and giving us an update. And I'm sure we'll see you again. Thank you so much. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the next meeting on June 13th, 2024. Do we have possible agenda items for that?
Yes, we're going to be bringing Estuary Park. So that park final design will be in front of you all for approval and recommendation to City Council.
Great. And this reminder that there is a meeting May 13th at 5:30 at Gene Sweeney Park regarding the Aquatic Center. Anything else on a, for a future agenda item?
Well, the Aquatic Center will come to us on that date too, right?
Well, the Aquatic Center will be coming in June. It'll be coming in June.
So also next month, right? Yeah. It's May? Yeah, okay.
Well, let's have a big meeting, Estuary yes. Park yes. and the yes. Aquatic Center. Okay, sounds good. Anything else? Okay, can we have a motion to adjourn, please?
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
I have a second.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
The meeting is adjourned. Please come to the Aquatic Center on, come to Gene Sweeney Park for the Aquatic Center meeting on May 13th. Thank you.